Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
21 years ago, this month, something really great happened. I met one of the smartest people I know. And she joined us on the show for the first time, Grace Marie Turner, ladies and gentlemen. She was the president of the Galen Institute then, and she still is. And I've learned so much from her, and she's done so much good work since then. And we're so fortunate to have her as a member of our Brain Trust. 21 years, Grace Marie. Happy anniversary, baby.
I don't know how we're that old, Jim, but here we are. Still fighting.
Well, I got you right out of elementary school. I remember that.
I don't think.
You were still in pigtails. It's
right.
Happy. Thank you for 21 great years, Grace Marie. We appreciate it
well,
very much.
Well, thank you, and thank you for all you do to keep small businesses and so many of the rest of us informed with your insightful interviews and your really wonderful, really whole city of guests that you have on regularly to
well,
keep people informed about so many issues.
You're on the top of that list, and we appreciate you very much. 21 years, folks, of the wisdom of Grace Marie right here on the show. Galen.org, folks, G-A-L-E-N.org. Please check out that website. Please support the work that Grace Marie and her team are doing. It's important. Grace Marie, we were just talking about some of the crazy ideas on the left, the socialists, they actually are calling themselves socialists now. They're not beating around the bush. You know, I remember years ago we considered some of the left-leaning liberal ideas socialist tendencies, but these people are claiming it right now. One of the things that I think is important to do, and I wanted to get your thoughts on this, young people out there who want to be liberal, they think they need to be liberal, and I get it. I understand that. When you're young, you have those kinds of feelings. But I think people need to understand the difference between being liberal and being a socialist. The liberals in our political world, they embrace capitalism, and they try to make sure that capitalism is fair for everybody. Socialists are against capitalism. Ocasio-Cortez said this weekend, you heard her, capitalism is unredeemable. She wants to end capitalism, not reform it. She wants to end it and replace it with socialism. That's what I think young people need to understand, the difference between being a liberal and being a socialist. What do you think?
Absolutely. And she actually called our current system garbage.
Yeah.
She said, you know, the interviewer was asking her, aren't you idea is pretty radical, and she said, well, you have to be radical from what you're dealing with is a garbage system.
And she also said,
tell that.
She also called herself the boss. I mean, that's chutzpah. That's chutzpah with a capital C-H or H, depending on how you spell it, isn't it?
So much for democracy, right? She basically said that we've got a comprehensive, bold idea. If you can't come up with something else, then we're in charge, and
right,
you're just sitting in the cheap seats.
Right.
So much for democracy.
Well, she didn't just say we're in charge. She actually said out of her mouth, I heard her, I watched her
boss.
Say it, I'm the boss now. Now, boy, that's something else. So talk to us about her ideas on health care.
$32 trillion over 10 years, which is going to about double the taxes that we pay. The federal government collects about $3.5 trillion a year in taxes. So we'd have to basically double the taxes that companies and individuals and pay to the federal government, all taxes, in order to pay for this. But in the process, you would absolutely kill innovation. I mean, it sounds great. I had a piece in the LA Times last week also.
Mm-hmm.
It talks about how they make all these promises that, you know, you'll be able to see any doctor you want, go to any hospital.
That's
any
a lie, time. Isn't it?
You'll never see a
this,
bill.
This part about her
premium.
System promising you to be able to see your doctor, that's another lie, isn't it? We've heard this before.
Well, guess what? All the doctors are going to quit because they're going to be paid. In order to keep it at $32 trillion and not $64 trillion or whatever, tripling our taxes, you're going to have to pay all physicians and hospitals at basically Medicaid rate. Medicaid, mm-hmm. the program for lower-income Americans that often pays so little that doctors can't afford to see the patients. Doctors would go out of business in droves. Hospitals would close. Nursing homes would close.
People would stop going to medical school. We wouldn't have a new crop of doctors.
Right. And we wouldn't have the innovation that we rely on. The United States provides, companies in the United States provide more than half of all new medicines every year. And there are a lot of diseases for which there is no treatment, much less cure. Are we going to stop that in its tracks?
Do you think her attitude is going to expose by the election, by 2020, that her positions and the other positions of those who support her are going to be exposed as how ridiculous they are, or do you think they actually will impact the election?
Oh, I think it's going to mobilize a bunch of young people who also don't want to learn the facts. But when you do polls about Medicare for All, you get like 60% and 70% of American people say, oh, that's a great idea, let's do that. Until you say, well, do you realize that if you have employer-based health insurance, that means it's over? Do you realize that your taxes are going to double?
The insurance industry will go away.
And then they want that.
Yeah.
But what happens to them personally, they support absolutely plummet. And I've done debates in states that have tried to have single-payer initiatives, Colorado most recently in 2016. That went down 20% supported it, 80% opposed it.
Wow.
Once people began to see what it means.
Mm-hmm.
So we have an educational job for people to understand what this is going to mean.
Maybe we just need to get this hysteria out of our system. Galen.org, folks. That's the website I encourage you to go to. Tim Till, right back with our good friend, Grace Marie.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.